Hey, you're listening to Big Fish, Small Pod. I'm Andrew Werdahl. Today is Friday, and today the Marlins will face off against the Nationals in Washington behind Jesus Luzardo. After last night's big win against the Phillies, I know maybe it feels like an overstatement to say big win, but it did feel like a major step forward with Jordan Groshen's first Major League home run, and Brian De La Cruz with an absolute monster of a blast to put the Marlins ahead and beat the playoff contending Philadelphia Phillies. It felt like a team eager to play spoiler. So for you ahead of this Friday night game, what I have is a bit of a peek at the record books for the Miami Marlins. Really not to dwell on the record books, we know this year hasn't gone how really any of us envisioned. Looking at like some bold predictions, I know personally I had like Jazz Chisholm Jr. down for 110 runs, and we're in September sorely missing Jazz altogether. But seriously, this is not to dwell. I want to look at the Marlins by position, like how they have performed relative to last year, 2021 to 2022 numbers by position of wins above average, a metric provided by Baseball Reference that does, like, it is reminiscent of wins above replacement, but with a different, like, central basis around the average player, as opposed to, like, average contribution to the team, as opposed to that, like, replacement level average. I was certainly surprised by what I found, and we knew heading into this year that there were a few, like, key areas for upgrade. We knew the Marlins wanted to improve at catcher. They did. 2021, negative 3.3 wins above average. Again, like, a negative number there. So below average, by about 3 wins, 29th in the league, behind quite a few like passed balls by Jorge Alfaro, and low performance from the bats. So in 2022, we saw an upgrade, negative 1.4 wins above average, good for 24th in the league. Certainly worthwhile to note that like only about 8 teams have a positive number here for catcher, so there is like some real like gravity to those like better players. Truly, you're like JT, and that was an area where the team like consciously went and pursued an upgrade and found an upgrade. First base in 2021, there was a negative 0.1 wins above average for appropriately 16th in the league, just like slightly below average ranking. 2022, negative 2.2 wins above average, good for 26th in the league. Quite a nosedive when the Marlins were pretty much sticking pat with Jesus Aguilar, Garrett Cooper, Lewin Diaz at the position. Second base, and this is a bit like of a more vague position really, for 26th in 2021 at the second base position for the Marlins. And then this year, two whole whass, good for 6th in baseball. Up from a negative 1.3 wins above replacement, that was 26th in 2021.
Jazz diving and makes the play. That one ticketed for right field. A diving gem there by Jazz Chisholm Jr.
So a major improvement there. So on to third base, we have an even zero for that number currently in 2022. 18th overall in baseball out of the third base position, improved from like a bit below average performance, 26th overall in 2021. Pretty good like improvements through the infield. Shortstop actually like currently like dead locked, 0.8 win above average 2021, 0.8 in 2022, both good for like 18th place. Really just like I see that Miguel Rojas is like a true like icon of consistency there. And there has been like improvement all through the infield, with the exception of like first base, but really like critically what we saw in the outfield was more like, kind of like I feel like I'm reporting this as like a person in a deep sea submarine trying to identify like a fish that like, you know, might be like just like a new fish. And it's hard to like really describe exactly like what happened with this outfield because like literally like just looking at like the way the roster went from like 2021 to 2022, it does seem like the Marlins just like removed a layer of veteran outfielders and put on a bit of a layer of veteran outfielders. And then like, you know, brought up some of like the younger prospects this year, and they've been really pushing them through the outfield. So like hopefully what we see is something of like a bottom here for this like outfield positional group as far as production. Right now they're 29th in baseball, and in 2021 they were 10th with like a slightly above average 0.9 and like a currently well below average negative 6.1 wins above average for that 29th in baseball. And this is totally like not to dwell on that, like we just like see that there, that like seemingly like just like gravity well of production. That's a really like catastrophic language, but I think that's kind of like funny. I just genuinely think this is wild. I had no expectation that like the Marlins outfield production had like cratered such that it was. A few notes really on that. Between 2021 and 2022, the DH was added. So like the Marlins didn't really like just move any like outfielders to the DH role, and that's where like the production came from. There wasn't like some kind of like just statistical like accounting error here really. The DH for the Marlins was like 26th in baseball, negative 1.6 wins above average, really like along with their peers in the National League East, like the Nationals, Mets, Braves, all really down there. Really only the Phillies are positive there. Notably, they went out and like got free agent hitters without any like pretension of regularly fielding a position. But also like really important to like keep tuned to like what the Marlins are doing now, because like, I mean, literally yesterday was a big night for like Brian De La Cruz, who's been on like a pretty significant upswing since he's returned to the majors after a bit of time with the Jumbo Shrimp. I feel like I'm like switching into like hype there, and I'm definitely like not, I don't know, I don't mean to, my bad. I don't want to like, I don't persuade you one way or the other about the Marlins really. I hope to just like kind of present like the stat line as it is. And currently he's hitting like 333. Two home runs, including like a, I think like a 434-foot home run last night. And it's come in like significant time, like pretty like high leverage at bats so far in his like, again, like pretty insignificant, like 21 plate appearances since he's returned for the Marlins. With the Jordan Groshans home run, this game really got me thinking about what like, well really like what it would take for some of these players to like take that step forward, to be those guys filling in the abundance of room for production at like first base in the outfield at DH. And yeah, that's pretty much it for the podcast today. So for now, I've been Andrew Werdahl. This is, as you know, Fish Stripes. We'll be back with you this weekend with Fish Stripes Live leading up to the game against the Washington Nationals. Jesus Luzardo facing Josiah Gray. They'll get you up on anything you need to know before first pitch. But yeah, for now, I've been Andrew Werdahl. Have a great weekend.